Mobilize, personalize, optimize, and monetize your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome to Mobile Presence. From mobile marketing and messaging to mobile commerce and coupons, and from mobile apps and websites to mobile engagement and loyalty, our hosts bring on expert guests to give you the inside track on the trends, tools, and technologies that matter most. Mobile Presence, where making your brand or business mobile first is our first priority. Now, here are your hosts, Peggy Ann Saltz and Shahab Zaghari.
Welcome to Mobile Presence. And whether it's an app, a website, or just a mobile-first campaign to engage your audience, this is, of course, your destination for great ideas, actionable advice, great guests to help you optimize and maximize your mobile presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove. And friends, you know, it has been said that from acorns, mighty oaks do grow. And today we're sort of taking that a bit literally because we're going to be looking at growth of a different kind, the growth that Acorns, which describes itself as a micro investing company, has achieved because it more or less cracked the code on what works best, that is creatives, campaigns, calls to action, on which platform, you know, Snapchat, Pinterest, Facebook, the works. And it can be a jungle out there. And to help us navigate this today is Sammy Khan. He's Senior Director of Acorns. Now, Sammy, great to have you on the show. And I did borrow a little bit from your strap line at the top of the show, the bit about the acorns and the growth and the mighty oaks. So why don't we just kick off hearing a little bit more about you, Acorns, and your app?
Sure. Thank you for having me. You know, Acorns, we are the leading micro investment app. What we're best known for is what's known as our roundup feature. So really, you know, investing in the past has been something that's been reserved for really the wealthy. And people that are just going about their everyday lives, they don't really think about investing, mostly because they may not think they have the access to it. So what we've done with one of our core product features is allow users, you know, to invest spare change from their everyday purchases. And the way we go about that is by allowing people to connect their favorite credit and debit cards to the app. And every time they make a purchase, so let's say you get a cup of coffee for $3.50, we essentially virtually round up that purchase, so that 50 cents that would have rounded up to that next dollar, and we set that aside for you. And then every time your roundups accrue to $5 increments or more, we move it from your checking account into a diversified portfolio that is customized based on your risk that you want to take within the market.
And when did you launch your app for that? That's the service. Was it? It wasn't mobile first, so it was first a service, then an app, or
no?
Or was
actually,
it born in mobile?
You know, so our two founders. I was with the company. Actually, next week is my third year anniversary at the company. Launched in late August 2014, and one of the great visions that our founder, Jeff, had was that he really, really believed that the future was mobile first. So we were also essentially, you know, leading the charge, especially from an investment perspective, of being mobile first.
So that's what you are. You're mobile first. It's very interesting because you have that type of app where, you know, it's not your usual campaign because you don't just want people to sort of like download it. You want people to use it and use it a lot. And the type of app you have, mm-hmm. you know, personal finance, it's also really important to be integrated into the daily routine of your users. I mean, how did you get that across in your campaigns? Is there a special selling point or a special focus that you have to work on?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so when going back to the campaigns, I'll say that, you know, even before we spent a single dollar on marketing, we spent a significant amount of time. And when I say we, I mean the team as a whole, not just marketing, really making sure that the funnel of the app was refined specifically for this kind of mobile angle that we're taking. Mm-hmm. And you're right, you know, there's so much to be said about how do we get people who at the time in 2014, you know, most of the apps are very casual, and how do we get them to take a serious subject like managing your money into an app form? So that's where, you know, our angle was this whole start small and let it build as you go about your daily habits. So one of the things we truly believed and we still live by is, you know, Acorns works in the background of life. So we're not actually trying to change your daily behavior. We're actually trying to complement it with another, essentially, a service that, you know, improves upon what you're doing on a daily basis. So that was really something that we took and we really tested out in our campaigns is, hey, you know, you're already buying everything on your cards, whether it be debit or credit or from your bank account. Why don't we allow you to save and invest while you're doing these everyday habits, because it's good for you in the future? And so instead of really attacking it from this long tail, hey, this app is going to help you retire, which obviously, you know, again, people look at apps on a more casual basis. We kind of, I would say, did a foot in the door technique, if I were to be more on the sales side, is instead of really hitting them over the head with a long-term objective, we said, look, you're already taking these behaviors. Let us help you make more sense of what you're doing and take advantage of what you're doing so that it's actually better for you in the future.
So specifically, you guys also have a case study of being one of the first non-gaming apps to scale using Facebook app install ads. I'd like to hear from you, you know, how you approached that, what you learned, because obviously, you know, you have a different message here. So you don't, as you said, you know, it's not about saying, hey, save for your retirement, because no millennial would care about that right now, but it's about being relevant in a different way. So how did that work on Facebook?
Yeah, and so Facebook has been very unique, obviously, because it's essentially, you know, a display network, if you will. It's not really, you know, people going on there to find a service or a product, but once they find something scrolling by that they find interesting, you know, we have the opportunity to get them to, you know, become an Acorns user. And so it was really about understanding why people were on Facebook, right? And kind of approaching it from that perspective. So Facebook was a very unique platform for us, mostly because, you know, in 2014, people were there looking, you know, to see what their friends were up to post pictures, and, you know, to a more minor extent versus today, to go read the news. So we wanted to make sure that the ads we had, you know, fit into that environment. So really the first case is to understand why your users are there. So for us, you know, one of the more successful campaigns that you'll see on this case study was, again, you know, hitting that daily habit. So we had, you know, an image of a coffee cup and, you know, the app interface. And we said, you know, imagine saving and investing with every cup of coffee, and kind of leaving it open-ended in that manner. But this type of creative allows the user who's just simply scrolling by to go, oh, wait, I get coffee every day. Oh, you know, and really kind of instill, for the lack of a better term, maybe a fear of missing out, right? Because everyone knows that they should be saving and investing. Everyone knows that they should always be setting aside more for their future. But, you know, until Acorns hit the market, it was, you had to set aside actively $500, $1,000 to do it on your own. And so, you know, here comes an app that allows you to do it while you're buying coffee every morning. And we made sure to take advantage of that in our messaging.
So is that going on today? Have you sort of like fine-tuned that, Sami? Because, you know, it was about saying people are for a specific reason. So our ads, our creative, our call to action has to match that sort of flexible, informal feel of Facebook. The coffee cup idea is great because that's, you know, that's a no-brainer. How have you sort of refined that since then?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, for the most part, the strategy continues to be the same in the sense of understanding what will make people realize that this is a passive value, because our app is offering that passive value of things that you do every day. So you can imagine a whole slew of things you do every day that we can take advantage of. But then more so, you know, being a good marketer is not just about the creative, but it's also understanding how the, you know, industry and the dynamic and the platform changes. So you know, in 2014, Facebook was pretty much images, right? And now it's 70% to 80% video. So it's really about understanding that and keeping up with the times.
And video, I mean, I'm just curious because I go to a lot of conferences. I talk to a lot of companies. You know, they're all down to video and visuals. That's where it's at. Is that where it's at for you as well? You mentioned video.
Yeah. No, I would say that, you know, a Facebook marketer now, obviously there are people who still do images to great success. But, you know, as you scale and continue to scale, you're always going to need to insert new creative. So I won't say videos are one size fits all for everyone, but it certainly needs to be part of the strategy and to split test because, you know, you could have an image and no doubt images still work. You know, again, Instagram is predominantly images, but I would say that Facebook itself has become more and more video focused.
So key learning in a nutshell, no pun intended, actually, I just thought acorns in a nutshell. What did you learn from Facebook install ads? What did it teach you?
Well, Facebook install ads taught me that there is basically a new display, you know, behemoth in town, and that you could get installs and customers outside of just Google. Because, I mean, 2013, 2014, everyone was mostly still kind of on the Google train. And really figuring out that you could leverage social networks and the social validation that comes with ads, right? Because people can like and interact with ads just like they can with any other posts, and how to leverage that into app installs. So it really just established for us how big, you know, obviously, I mean, look, it's not like social media was brand new, but from an acquisition perspective, what a big channel social media will be.
Absolutely. And also for a non-gaming app. So Sami, when we get back from the break, I am eager to deep dive with you into what you've also seen and experienced on the other networks, Pinterest, Snapchat, and others. So listeners, don't go away. We'll be right back after the break.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors. How much are your best ideas worth? PriorThings.com gives you an added layer of protection for all of your intellectual property, ideas, and creative things. New business idea, pitch deck, PowerPoint presentation, song lyrics, source code, killer blog posts. We help you protect it all. How do we do it? We use the same technology platform that secures transactions for Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies. Learn more at PriorThings.com. Check out exclusive listener pricing for Cranberry Radio listeners by going to bit.ly/FounderCircle.
Do you look at the task of ranking your site at the top of the search engines like you would climbing the top of Mount Everest? It doesn't have to be. TopSEOs.com knows how hard that climb can be, and they can make top ranking a reality. Top SEOs send you to only the right search vendors and agencies that they know will work for you. Since 2002, TopSEOs.com has reviewed and researched the best search engine marketing agencies and solutions providers. Don't risk the cost of falling off the proverbial peak of search rankings. Let Top SEOs give you peace of mind. TopSEOs.com, the independent authority on search vendors.
Looking for a better way to get more traffic and interaction to your Facebook page? Imagine Facebook interactivity on your page like you've never seen. Introducing your new Facebook marketing fix, ZoSocial, the new and revolutionary way to easily manage and automate your Facebook contests and sweepstakes. Create a fun, easy-to-win contest by writing a simple Facebook post. Watch your post go more viral and generate loads of interaction. Track your traffic and generate email lists with ease. ZoSocial is mobile-friendly and complies with Facebook terms of service. Let ZoSocial give your Facebook page some flash today. Zoom over to ZoSocial.com.
Mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz from Mobile Groove, and our guest today, Sami Khan, Senior Director of Marketing, at Acorns. And Sami, right before the break, we were talking about, you know, what you achieved with Facebook install ads, app install ads. And I'd like to hear about the other channels, you know, because Pinterest is a tough one. You think the common conception is that it's, you know, it's visual, it's vibrant, you know, it's pin your favorite wedding dress, which is what some of my friends were doing before they got married. But it isn't really perhaps useful for an app in a category such as yours. But of course, you proved that completely wrong. What did you do?
Yeah, no, it's a, you know, interesting platform for sure. And so, you know, to really address Pinterest, I think it's good to kind of categorize the internet. I categorize pretty much all the platforms and publishers in two broad strokes, search or display. And search really means the user is going to look for something. And display to me is just the user is browsing around, whether it be social media, and they come across something that they weren't looking for, but like it nonetheless. Pinterest is interesting to me because by all purposes, it is a search network. You go there, you know, on my personal time, I love building furniture. And so Pinterest is a place where I go to search for furniture ideas. As you mentioned, you know, people go there for wedding decor ideas, wedding dress ideas, and the whole, you know, whole sort. So what's interesting about Pinterest is that although it is a search network, you know, there is a lot of user assumptions you can make. So just like the conversation we had around Facebook, it's really understanding the user that is going to be present at the time. So, you know, just because someone is searching for a wedding dress doesn't mean that my ad creative needs to have a wedding dress in it, because it's understanding the state of mind of the user. So, you know, where are they in their lives? I mean, if you're looking for a wedding dress, there's no better way to kind of figure out what this user is probably doing. You know, they're probably thinking about saving and investing, you know, for kids or for, at the very least, for their first house or, you know, whatever the other assumptions you can make on a newlywed couple, and really taking that and crafting your message in such a way that really takes advantage of that mindset. So you can already imagine across the board, you know, you know, for people looking for engagement rings, you know, save and invest for your future, or maybe for your honeymoon. I mean, these are things that seem obvious, but maybe not. So there's quite a few angles to take.
So I'm just curious, Sami. You know, it is a podcast, so we won't be able to know this. But now you've got me curious. So we understand you have to look at the context, because Pinterest, you know, you're looking for something. You're in a need state. What did your creative and your campaign look like to sort of match that? If could you give me an example so we could sort of visualize it here on Mobile Presence?
Yeah, you know, well, Pinterest is quite new for us, so I won't give away too much of our secret sauce here.
But okay, we got to search for it.
Yeah, just kidding. You know, definitely you can search for it. But what I will say is that, you know, really understanding if the user is searching for something and they have a need, they also have ancillary needs related to that need. And so it's just kind of tapping in, you know, if I were a marketer of any other app, I would ask myself, you know, what are the need stages that are related to my product that, where people need my app. So, and then really kind of focus the creative on that. And now look, Pinterest is still very visually oriented. So it's not like the creative can be, you know, ugly or anything like that. And it still needs to stand out. But, you know, just being able to align the imagery with that need, it doesn't need to match that need, but even be ancillary to that need, I think, is key.
So Snapchat, that's another one where people are trying to get their head around it. For many reasons. I'm talking to companies that are trying to figure out how to tell stories there, and also even news stories for that matter, but a brand story, your brand story. How have you used Snapchat to communicate that?
Yeah, and again, another brand new channel that I think everyone's trying to figure out. So we were lucky enough to kind of write a hit song for our product It's on YouTube if anyone searches Grow Your Oak.
Grow Your Oak, and, okay.
Yeah. And so, you know, the initial test on Snapchat was a lot of the assumption. And again, this is, I think you'll see a common thread here, Peggy, is that we're really, you know, trying to figure out what context the user is using these platforms on. You know, 90% of Facebook video is on mute, but Snapchat is different because people are listening as well as watching. And so where, you know, playing a lyric video song on something like Facebook may seem, you know, ludicrous, doing it on Snapchat is really not that big of a stretch because we know that people are watching with their sound on. So it's really interesting kind of thinking about the steps through, okay, are users, how are users consuming this platform versus this platform? And also, you know, making it kind of look native. People are on Snapchat to see the raw side of what their friends are up to. So something too polished may not be the best.
That's interesting. I mean, that's a it's a challenge for any brand to sort of like, you know, think raw. Again, we can't see it. So I'd love it if you could just describe for me. I mean, the song with the lyric is really genius. I can imagine that. I'm going to have to check it out, see if it goes, you know, viral or something.
It's super catchy. You're gonna have it stuck in your head for weeks.
I think it's going to replace our jingle maybe here. Who knows? So what's the ad like? I mean, we can't see it, so we just have to describe it, but it sounds really cool.
Sure. So, you know, this one I'm willing to kind of speak more on, but it's you know, Snapchat, if you think about it from a user perspective, they're doing a lot of it in first person view. And so we just wanted to take advantage of that and say, you know, hey, we're getting this food or this coffee or whatever it may be, and then, you know, adding a little caption that says, you know, I'm saving and investing. And it just you know, you can get that across in 10 seconds, which is the limit for a Snapchat video ad. And, you know, just have enough intrigue where people can go, okay, I want to learn more about this.
Well, I mean, that's a great segue because I do want to learn more about this, but unfortunately we have a break coming up. So after, we're going to take a short look at native advertising and what you've done with it, Sammy, and then dip into also some tips around marketing apps to millennials. So don't go away. We'll be right back.
Mobile Presence will be back after we connect you to our sponsors.
Looking for a white label SEO and social platform for your clients? Think
eBrands.
Free and unlimited SEO audit reports.
eBrands.
Premium Facebook apps and welcome page creators.
eBrands.
Twitter management app, analytics, and mobile site generators.
eBrands.
Let eBrands manage your search and social media campaigns and give you and your clients access to their white label dashboard, which have great reports that will wow your clients and deliver great ROI and results. Try eBrands for 30 days. Go to eBrandsWithAZ.com or call 1-866-625-5717. That's eBrands with a Z for
eBrands.
Is your website hacked? Is your website displaying error messages or loading slowly? Even if there are no signs of malicious activity, your site may still be compromised. Websites, like cars, require regular maintenance to perform at their best and not leave you stranded. At Fjorge, our website maintenance experts can help you assess which one of our maintenance plans will best support your needs. Visit fjorgedigital.com or call 612-877-3840 and get the support and protection your website and business deserve. That's FJORGEdigital.com.
Hi, I'm Montel Williams. Most of you know me as a talk show host, but I'm also an author, actor, single father of four, avid snowboarder, and I'm also a medical marijuana patient. Living with multiple sclerosis, I'm in pain every day. Medical marijuana is my last resort, and it helps me when all other drugs have failed. If you'd like more information about medical marijuana, you can contact the Marijuana Policy Project at mpp.org or call 1-877-JOIN-MPP.
mobilizing your marketing and engagement efforts. Welcome back to Mobile Presence, only on Cranberry Radio.
And we are back. Welcome back to Mobile Presence. I'm your host, Peggy Ann Saltz with Mobile Groove. And our guest today, Sami Khan, Senior Director of Marketing at Acorns. Sami, we were talking about some of the platforms that are high on your radar and some of the achievements you have on them, some of the amazing campaigns. Another thing that we're hearing a lot about, you know, native content, native advertising, it's a big thing out there. Is it big for you at Acorns?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, I would say that pretty much I've been saying that between the lines throughout this conversation. Mm-hmm. But, you know, you got to understand the audience on each of these platforms, how they're using the product, and, you know, essentially fit it there, which there's no other way to say it, but make it as native as possible while fulfilling your brand identity.
Mm-hmm. I mean, native, you know, we've had some shows on Mobile Presence, and I've written articles about native. So, you know, it's a little bit of a retrofit of advertorial, but in many ways, it's even more than that. So it's editorial, it's helpful, but still getting across the message. That's the popular approach to it. How do you approach it, or how do you define it? Because I'm sure you have a twist on it. Acorns seems to be that type of company, you know?
Yeah, no, I appreciate it. We try to be clever in every way we can. And, you know, that's just one of the things that hopefully sets us apart in the market. But really, you know, for us, it's about more on the creative side, right? We don't do articles and things like that just because it's, you know, being in the financial space, there's a lot of regulations we got to stick by. And we have to be obviously very careful about that. But when it comes to the creative and video content, it's something that we can take full advantage of and make sure that it's something that looks kind of user-generated or believable. You know, one of our big things is making our brand something that people can relate to while still something that people will trust, right? Because trust is huge. We're managing people's money, but at the same time, we want you to know that this is something that you can use every day, and it's not, you know, we're not stuffy and wearing suits while doing it. And so there's a fine line there, and we're constantly tweaking to figure that out. But that's what we consider native, is by platform. How do we do that? How do we come across approachable so that, you know, you realize that even you with $1,000 or less in your bank account, you know, you can start saving and investing more for your future. But also have that element of trust, because we are at the same time a company that is somebody you trust with your finances.
So again, in a nutshell, pun intended this time, I guess, you know, you are a millennial, you have services for millennials. Any top tip, do or don't, for marketers approaching millennials on these channels, something they should or should not do? It sounds like what I'm hearing is, no matter what, be genuine, but is there something special for millennials?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I think it's important to understand that no matter what app you have, there's no such thing as just competition. I think competition in this day and age is time. So, you know, being as frictionless as possible, again, I speak highly of our founder, Jeff, who did this, is he knew this from the beginning when he started creating this idea that Acorn should run in the background of your life. So whenever you do have the time to check in, you'll see that it had a passive benefit. But also, you know, don't assume, I think a lot of people building apps get lost in this assumption of what I like to call like a 10-year horizon. Like, oh, we're going to get a user today and in 10 years they'll be here. But really, I mean, you know, people don't use even their favorite apps. They don't use it with the assumption that they'll be using it in 10 years, right? And for somebody like Acorns, who is investing for the long term, we needed to make sure that the relationship is strong from the get-go so that it is something that people can say, okay, I can see me using this in 5, 10, 20 years. So, you know, my suggestion there is, you know, don't start with a long-term promise. If you start your marketing with a long-term promise, people are just going to assume, well, I don't want to use this app for 20 years. Why would I even download it? But if you can start the relationship in a small place, and you know, we always say, you know, starts, you know, just by starting small, that's the right step, right? And so we don't only just take that philosophy with money, but also with our marketing, is you know, let's start this relationship with the step of micro-investing, and then, you know, let's continue to grow from there together. But, you know, to say, you know, if I were marketing for a banking app or trying to sell an IRA, I mean, you know, that's extremely difficult, especially for millennials, because we don't want to think about
tomorrow.
What's going to happen when we're 55. Yeah,
absolutely. There is no tomorrow. So on that note, in the meantime, how do listeners, you know, they've listened in, they think this is incredible, they want to stay in touch with you. What's the best way, Sami, to stay in touch with you or follow what you're writing out there?
Yeah, so I'm kind of ironically old school in that way, which is LinkedIn is probably the best way
That's
to find
cool.
me.
Okay.
You know, I probably should use Twitter more, but LinkedIn is certainly where I'm most active. And feel free to message me there, or and I'd always love to help people who have questions.
Okay. And listeners, that's Sami Khan. That's S-A-M-I and Khan, K-H-A-N. And that, my friends, is a wrap. And that, my friends, is a wrap. If you want to keep up with me through the week or find out more about how you can be a guest or a sponsor in Mobile Presence, then you can email me, little old school here, at peggy@mobilegroove.com. Mobilegroove.com is also where you can find my portfolio of content marketing and app marketing services. Until next time, you can check out this and all earlier episodes of our show by going to cranberry.fm, or you can find our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spreaker, SoundCloud, and iHeartRadio simply by searching Mobile Presence. And friends, remember, every minute is mobile, so make every minute count.
The opinions expressed are those of the hosts and their guests and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of Cranberry News Marketing and Cranberry.fm. Rebroadcasts or retransmission of this content without proper consent is prohibited.